biscuit. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Dooley.
I'm Teela.
We have a full house tonight.
Joining Ready. Woo!
Yes!
Heck yeah, baby! I don't know, when was the last time we had a full house? I don't even know.
I can't remember the last time I played cards, so I don't know.
Joining us from the Diablo server, we have Sevo Kevo. Say hello, sir.
Good evening.
Sevo Kevo's been wanting to be on the show for a long time, and we're glad to have you, finally.
Thank you, it's a pleasure being with y'all this evening.
Excellent. FusionX, you know when you introduce yourself, it's like you say it exactly the same. Every single week.
No, I don't.
I know.
I have mixed it up on several occasions.
Have you?
Yes.
I love how Teela always says, like someone's going to say something after.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'm whoever. She's like, and I'm Teela.
Fusion's like always like, my name is Fusion.
What about when Fusion did Herbert the Pervert? Come on.
I did her.
Fusion.
I think one week I did I'm Not Steak.
Yeah.
That's true.
I
think next week you should shake it up again. Okay. I think it's been a while.
I'm beast.
People are starting to think I just cut you into the episode.
Right.
I will do that someday.
Uh huh.
Someday.
All right.
What? Just cut us in?
No, just FusionX.
Just me.
I would never be able to cut you in.
It's kind of like this inside gamble. He's like, dude, I could totally do it. I'm like, so do it.
So just put Galka.
Yeah, Shin wouldn't be hard to do.
Galka.
Galka noise, Galka
noise. You would just hear true Ulia, Ulia. And that would
true.
Be it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
All right.
Just have you say some catchphrases and put it together. Alrighty now. Let's go over some news, shall we? Alright, so obviously, this past week, Square introduced our July version update. So, lots and lots of stuff going on there.
Right. First, we'll get this out of the way. Coup d'etat is out now, the second add-on scenario.
Yay.
Our episode next week is going to focus on that. We're going to have a review up on the website, hopefully, towards the end of the week. Our discussion topic this week, throughout the week, is going to be what are your thoughts on the Moogle Coup d'etat add-on. So check the website for the post to comment on and the forum thread to post in for that.
Indeed. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this version update. We're not going to go and read it line by line, but we will go in and sort of pick out highlights and discuss it a little bit. Who would like to start us off here? There's just a plethora of things here.
Zarkabard, Bucidine Glacier S are available. You can get there through Battalia Downs, northwest corner of the area. You'll see a big hill there. Can't miss it. Some very interesting monsters were added into those zones. We have some walrus monsters. We got some gargoyles. Flying dragons. Walrus. What was the name? What was the name of the skeleton? Yeah, we were out in the Northlands, and Duel's on vent. We're on vent, and he's like, "Guys, look what I found!" And we're just like, "Oh God, Duel."
One of the two new Blue Mage spells is comes from one of those wars, as far as I can tell from, yeah.
That's cool. So maybe it's like, there was two, wasn't there?
There's gargoyle. Yeah, two new blue spells. There's three new monsters. There's the gargoyle. There's the walrus. I think it's called like the Razor. And then there's the Perfisir, which is a giant flying dragon, very similar to the Yovras.
You missed one.
See, I did.
Yeah, no. There's also one of those little little skeleton heads.
Those are not new.
Those have been in, as a single mob, they're new.
Yes.
They're actually the Pandemonium Warden lamps, just by themselves. So that it's
Wait,
new.
Just,
and it's
just for the record, Fusion, what are we talking about? What are those maps called?
the Skull.
Yes, Skull.
You just wanted me to say that, didn't you?
That is just gross. Thanks.
Well, take a look at one.
That's what they are.
That's all we have to say about that.
So yeah,
that's all I have to say about.
Keep
that.
An eye out for the when you're walking around in the Norse lands. You know, keep an eye up on the sky. You don't want to aggro any of those big dragons. They have some really. They have this one really cool move that we were playing around with a couple of them yesterday. Me and Duel. And there's this one move where it's a constant knockback. So we're all just like running towards it and getting pushed back. We had some avatars on it. They're just getting blown away and they keep going back in and out. It was funny.
It makes a little wind barrier.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you or anything, but every time you try to get like close to it, it just throws you back, kind of like the empty seed move.
So, Dooley, why don't you tell us a little bit about the ninja spells since you've got some experience with them? What's
so cool
about him?
Sure. Well, the tanking ability, I believe that's Yonin. I still kind of get the two names mixed up because they're quite similar. Apparently, the enmity increase on it is actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Cool. I think it gives you like negative 30 accuracy, which isn't too terrible, I guess. I mean, provided everything that it gives you, it actually works pretty well. I haven't noticed a whole lot with the crit rate down, crit rate damage taken, but like I'm on ninja, I don't get hit a whole lot. But I haven't been on it enough to play around. Also, ninja tool expertise, which for the moment is 100% proc rate. For five minutes, you give ninja tools. Fusion, you want to go ahead and talk about
this,
that?
This hasn't been adjusted yet. There have been some emergency maintenances since the version update. People have been talking about this. It's not like people have been keeping on the down low about talking about how broken this is. So as far as we know, it's, you know, quote, working as intended.
What's going on with it?
I was just
you don't
that.
Waste any ninja tools.
You don't waste ninja any
tools ninja tool
used.
Expertise is where you can save a tool, like
right.
A kick occasionally.
Yeah.
With Yonin, expertise is 100%.
Whoa!
So as long as Yonin's up, you don't use ninja tools on anything that you
so
can.
So expertise, ninja tool,
shadows.
Expertise is a anything. Meritable ability, right?
Yes.
So you have that, and you have Yonin, and you don't use any tools.
It doesn't matter. You can not have it merited at all. Yonin just makes it 100%. You don't use any tools on any casts, period.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Shadows, elemental spells, debuffs, sneak, and viz.
That
I sat
so
there
weird.
For the entire duration of the ability, 5 minutes, continued to cast spells, my tools.
And for clarification, too, when the new ninja abilities were first announced, it was said that Yonin would give you a bonus for evasion and critical hit rate when engaging the target from the front. And we had got an email from Yumi-chan saying that it was enemy critical hit rate. And now
Which
looking here
perfect
in, the,
sense.
In the update notes, it is indeed reduces enemy's critical hit rate when in front of the target.
When that was brought up, I was pretty sure that was the case.
Yeah. So okay. Just that mistranslation on somebody's part.
That's cool.
Now, as far as Inan, the melee ability, you get a bonus to crit rate and elemental ninjutsu damage from behind. It impairs evasion. I'm not quite sure by how much. And I believe it increases your accuracy as well. Not so sure about the accuracy boost because my accuracy is pretty good on ninja. The crit rate is phenomenal as long as you're behind the mob. Also, it boosts elemental ninjutsu damage by 25% and then slightly reduces over time the longer the ability's up. So let's say upon first casting using the ability, your cast will do 25% more damage, and by the time it's ready to wear off, I kind of did the testing, it's reduced to about a 10% boost, which is still pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Huh. That's cool.
Alright. So it's not too bad. Also, new fields of valor. It's in mostly all the Rise of the Xylar type areas. You got the desert, sky, the jungles, Cheetah, all that stuff. New augments, you can augment things up to level 75 now. Before the limit was level 50
items. Some of the
items.
Reports on that was a crazy
We've seen
oh, yeah.
Quest kits with 6 int, Noble's That's Tunics perfect. With 9 healing MP, Hoggins with 2 strength.
Wait. A Noble's with 9 HMP on it?
Yeah.
I think that was
wow.
fake.
Wow.
I think that was fake. I heard that was fake.
It could be. I've also heard Amament plus 1 with 4 accuracy.
Huh.
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
But, yeah, so...
Too bad it takes, like, 3 hours to farm enough tabs.
Yeah, so I haven't done any of these yet. That's,
well,
I think,
isn't it worth it, though? Wouldn't that be worth
yeah,
it for
I think
3 hours?
Not
if you get, like minus 5
tabs, so, yeah.
length
yeah.
or something
new,
on it.
The new Fields of Valor stuff, I think, is the only thing I haven't done with the update.
How many tabs does it cost, then, to do these?
Is it 700? Something?
You tried doing one, Duel, didn't you?
Tried one. Jesse and I went out to duo the one in Valley of Sorrow because there were no other reported areas, and yeah. I read that the turtle wasn't too bad. Yeah, he kicked our butts.
So, definitely don't want to try solo in these.
A handful of people would probably be more than enough.
Yeah,
for...
I'm sure if we had a third person, if we had a... more intuitive setup, we would have done fine. It just came on whatever jobs we were, right. So we had a summoner and a thief.
Mm-hmm. Going down here, this one was kind of interesting. When dragoons with the job trait empathy use the job ability Spirit Link, Wyverns under the effect of sleep will be healed of that status, even if no hit points
That's
are
kinda
regained. Yeah. In other news, empathy is apparently useful. I don't know. I haven't heard that before.
Oh,
they did not merit it.
Usually, though, when your wyvern's asleep, you're asleep too. So it's
okay. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. The whole wyvern sleep thing is just stupid, and so is empathy for that matter. So yes, lol empathy. So, some new items came out. We knew that the new campaign bodies were going to be coming out. They're not bad. They're not.
Oh my god! About bloody time. Can I say bloody? Well, be
yes,
down
you, can say, you can say bloody.
I have been waiting for that cobra body for like a whole year.
It's not bad. It's got.
It's on my monk, and I'm gonna wear it on my monk.
11 just, accuracy, 6 store TP, and I think it's like 8 minus sense, which isn't bad.
Yeah, I think it's pretty.
So it's pretty
sexy.
Good. Yeah, it ain't bad
I like
at all.
It
looks good with my tight. Pants and red pants and the rest of the Cobra gear.
What does the guy one look like then? Because I know mine's like a pink bra and a corset.
It's just your typical harness, only a little more purple.
So you don't have a bra when you're a guy?
No, we don't.
Damn.
It's called a bro when you're a guy.
A bro?
Wow.
Did you ever see Seinfeld?
Also, in addition to the body pieces, they've added quite a few items that you can buy now
really, not that funny.
With allied notes for the new
it
banks.
Is funny. Sorry,
it's alright. For 500 allied notes, you can get a retrace scroll.
Heck yeah.
Which I think
I didn't even notice
one of
that.
The best things with the update. Yeah. I did the math. I've bought at least 50 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, which one's that
I
in?
I was popping those things like candy. Ribbons. It's in the
yeah,
first group.
Oh, never looked in there.
With the new ranks, and this is something you'll probably want to look for too, Tila. There's new items that you can get that vary per nation. There's one in Bastok, for example. It's an ammo piece for Dancer that gives you 1% waltz potency, and it gives you 10 potency in campaign. A lot of these things will give you campaign latent.
Ungodly stats in campaign.
Like, plus 25 strength while in campaign, or 25 vit.
Wow.
Really crazy stuff. And the nice thing, too, is even outside of campaign, there's still decent pieces. It's not like you're going to macro min just for campaign.
That's like the Earth Elemental accuracy plus 3 one I saw on someone, but it's like 15 in campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh yeah, it's...
I've got 900,000 allied notes to spend.
There was one now. One of them had like 20 HMP in campaign or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah,
it's some pretty wild stats in campaign.
I'm gonna blow my points on those.
Speaking of campaign,
Union.
What was it? Unions.
Oh, Union.
I think unions have turned around campaigns, at least on my server. Like, the need to do campaign has been, like, revitalized. There's so many people out there. And when Conquest rolled over this morning, like, mm-hmm. all of the field zones were owned again.
Yeah. it was crazy how much of an impact it had. Basically how this works, you go up to, you know, to the campaign arbiter like you would just do in campaign. You get your tags. You talk to the campaign arbiter again, and you can join a union. There's like 5 different unions. And then at the end of the campaign battle, depending on your performance and the performance of the union and all that stuff, chests will spawn out by the tower, usually near the arbiter. And you pop them, and then a loot pool opens up, just kind of like in Dynamis or, you know, in any other kind of party situation. And then you can lot on the items. Dynamis currency we knew would be available. Single pieces have been shown up, as well as 100 pieces.
What?
Okay. So, yep.
Yeah. Some of the new weapons that are used in the Pixie quest, or the weapon augmentation, show up in there. And just, you know, just it kind of stuff here and there. You know, ebony logs, fruit seeds, just kind of random stuff.
I've heard there's been some extreme cases of things like Angel Skin and Star Sapphires.
I don't know about
seen
that.
Any screenshots, but I've heard of
Dex Scrolls.
Yes, I forgot.
So it's pretty nice. It's given people a lot of incentive to do campaign. You can almost farm off of campaign.
That's,
and I think
cool,
this
though.
Is after they messed with it the XP rewards for fortifications. I think this is the boost that campaign really needed.
Yeah.
So it's like it drops into a pool and it's free lot.
Yep.
How many people are in a campaign? Or what
well,
mean?
Let's say me and Fusion are in a group, and let's say you and Teela are in a group, and then Jin's off by herself because that's the way she rolls.
And the one thing, too, to clarify, you don't need to...
Because that's the way she rolls. Yeah.
You don't need to be in a party
so
union.
True.
You can be off in solo campaign by yourself and still be in a union and be able to lot on the drops
yep.
after.
Yeah, it's...
cool.
Kind of, there's a separate loot pool for each union. It doesn't matter what party you're in. Like, you open your treasure pool, and anyone that's in your union can lot that stuff, but no one else can see it. They have their own stuff. So.
Huh.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
After your loot pool gets open, after your treasure chest gets open after campaign, then all you gotta do is just open up the treasure pool, and then just loot all the stuff.
Nice.
And then if you win, you get the loot out of all. But also gotta understand, the more people in your union, the more people, the more items that will be in your pool. If you only have like 2 people or so, it's only going to be like 1 item or so.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to get an item for sure, or if you want, you know, the chance to get a lot of items, you know, it's kind of how
So the campaign arbiter just drops you in a union?
No. You pick.
Oh,
when you go to register for a union, you have your choice.
It also tells you how many
unions.
Are in it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How many people are currently in that union.
There is the Adder, Bison, Coyote, Dole, and Elend unions, and you can pick which one you want to go into, and we'll tell you how many people are in that union. So if you want to get into a union that has a lot of people to, you know, potentially get more items in the box at the end, you can do that. Or if you want to just try and, you know, do it with yourself or, you know, a couple other people, you can do that as well. So,
are you stuck with them forever, like when you pick Windurst or Sandy,
no,
or can you change?
You pick your union at every campaign battle. You're not.
So did all the people show up, or is it just is that just controlled by the arbiter and then
is
the
what?
Chest pops? Like when you join a union, do you see all the people?
You don't
there?
Know who's
no.
in.
You don't know who's in there. Okay,
right.
Can't see that. All
right. Right.
Okay. That'd be nice. They could easily make up a little icon like Ballista or something, but
yeah.
Just curious.
They don't show the icon or so, but it'd be nice if you could tell who's in your union or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Also, and this is something that, like, about time. Expansion names are in the auto trans dictionary now.
Oh yeah, I noticed
took
that.
Long enough. Good lord.
True.
Everyone's worried, like, how are we going to abbreviate Kupo d'Etat when we're shouting in Whitegate? Well, you can just put it in auto-trans now. So that's nice. Bell commands, that's all I'm going to say. They don't need any more attention than that. This is
It's actually more than I thought there was going to be.
Have you guys heard any information about that?
I haven't heard anything.
The two people that have one aren't saying anything.
I have not heard anything about the Abyssu Rod.
They have, however, a fixed Dragoon Relic.
Yes, finally. Yeah,
apparently, it hasn't been working properly since Dynamis was introduced, 5-6 years ago. They say that Wyvern damage reduction effects granted by the following items now are consistent with the value indicated in their health text. That's the hands and the leg pieces of the Dragoon Relic, which I thought was kind of weird. And also the enhanced random deal effect on the Commodore Frack is now functioning as intended. So I'm glad to know that they've fixed these after they've been in the game for quite a while. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Right. Another resolved issue with the Noble Amantes. And there's also another. There's known issues here. The requisite condition for the following Super Koopa power is not mentioned in the in-game explanation. It's for Artisan's advantage. It says players must receive synthesis image support from their respective guilds in order to benefit from the Super Koopa power. Another known issue that I saw, there is a piece in the body. It's the Capricornian robe. It's a waist piece.
Rope?
I don't know if you're tying it around your waist or what you're doing.
One of them was actually rope. It's like penitence rope, but I noticed on the Windust list they'd put robe, and I was like, it's not a robe, it's a rope. So
somebody might want to change that Windust campaign thing. Also, with this update, we have a new quest that is available where players can augment weapons. And these are job-specific weapons with traits that are more or less tailored to that specific job.
Tailored or tailored?
Tailored. I said tailored.
You said trailer.
I heard trailer.
I said trailer. Tailored.
I'm just saying.
All right. That are tailored to their respective jobs. For example, the Thief Dagger can get a triple attack, which is really nice.
Indeed it can.
The Summoner Staves.
White Mage Club can get a Cure Potency.
Yeah, the Summoner Staves, I think Summoners are probably making out the best right now. They can get Avatar Perp.
Oh!
Pet Magic. You can pretty much throw out your Bahamut Staff.
And the Hagen.
It's ridiculous. Not yet.
Didn't I see an augment in there that Hagen got plus his strength?
Yeah, but we're not talking about Hagen's. We're talking about the Pixie Quest and the new weapons.
Oh, I thought the Hagen was
the Rindamaru.
No, the Rindamaru. I've actually gotten one of these. I got was it accuracy 4, store TP plus 7.
Ooh.
Then, was it weapon skill damage plus 2%? I think I got.
You have a Hagen though, don't you, Fuse?
No, I sold mine.
Oh, you did? So you used that
full time? I'm not on Samurai enough to want a 3 million gil weapon.
So you're using that full time then now?
Right, I am now. I want to try for another one. People have gotten up to 15 store TP.
What?
7 weapon skill accuracy. You can get a 5-hit build on Samurai with this, so that would be really cool to try and get. I've gotten a Lance. With 94 base damage total, 2 strength, and 3 dex. It's kind of like the love child of a Mesrak and a Velocicrat. It's really nice. But there's some good weapons out there, so if you haven't looked at them yet for your jobs, make sure to check them out, because you can get some good stuff. There's not a whole lot that's better than what's available now, but with a little bit of luck, you might be able to get something that's, best thing down for a little cheaper, so definitely something to look into. And I'm sure me and Tua will probably talk a little bit about it in our in-game.
Just a little bit? That's all we've been doing.
I've been doing a lot of other stuff, too.
Ooh, Koopa Data.
And other stuff. I got a lot done this past week.
You have, actually.
Yeah.
You got a lot done today.
What did I do today? I didn't really do anything productive today.
Oh, you didn't?
I just leveled.
That's not productive?
Not anyhow. The party I was in. Anyway. So that's the update. There's a lot of stuff in there. Lots of cool stuff to
check out.
Yeah,
there's changes to Mob
Wings
of
the Goddess.
Yeah,
that'll be in-game, too. Means we'll check out the new the maze voucher with the god that he's sleeping.
You can, for Mog tablets, you can now search for tablets while on a chocobo. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, for the 7 people a week that find them. Or
dogs.
It's 11.
11, whatever.
A week, sir. And no chocobo would definitely help.
But yeah, Wings of the Goddess missions. Really good. Really good stuff. Check it out if you haven't.
All right. I'll
take us into community news. This is awesome. I read this.
No.
Let's talk about
the Sunbreeze Festival.
Sunbreeze Festival, nothing new. Fireworks, annoying music, the end.
The Sunbreeze Festival is coming, ladies and gentlemen. I like the Sunbreeze. I don't care what you guys say.
So for you people that want to scoop goldfish...
And seem excited about it as the guy in Rubeo.
I'm so excited.
Scoop goldfish, get stuff. Woo.
It'll begin on Tuesday, August 4th at 1 a.m. Pacific time.
No new costumes this year?
There is a new yukata.
There is?
Oh, yeah. There is.
Anything good on it?
I think it's goldfish
probably
scooping stuff.
Not.
Oh, thank God.
So no.
So I always wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, improves gold fishing or goldfish scooping ability. It's the different for all the HQs and stuff.
I thought there are two new yukatas, at least.
It is, but it's at the same time. It's not anything new. So. But for all right,
so let's
like
talk
fishing,
about the community news. What, you want another 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so into community news. What do we got, Fusion?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Earlier in the week, Corinthian sent me a link. It was an interview up on Wired with Arnie Roth and Nobuo Uematsu talking about the Distant Worlds concert series. And in it, they had hinted at a couple more concert dates for Vancouver and Chicago. We've been kind of keeping our fingers crossed that they would come back to Chicago. A couple days after that, the Distant Worlds newsletter came out, and it is confirmed December 12th, Distant Worlds will be coming back to Chicago.
Oh, but it gets better, Fusion.
Oh, it gets much better. Nobuo Uematsu will be performing with the orchestra, but that's not all. He's also going to be leading a group called...
Hi, Billy Mays here for Nobuo Uematsu.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But that's not it.
There's a little sick planet.
he's also going to be leading a group called the Chicago Mages. It's going to be a rock band type group that'll be playing alongside the Chicagoland Pops.
Oh, that is awesome.
One of these songs they will be playing will be Advent One Wing Angel. So, wow.
Wow, indeed. Weren't they talking about... playing Final Fantasy XIV music at Distant Worlds?
Uematsu said that he is working on some variations of 14 music for the tour.
And wouldn't that be such a treat?
We don't know if any of it's going to be played.
That would be the biggest treat ever.
That would be really cool.
Come on, Arnie, I know you're listening.
But, I mean, one thing you do need to consider, the Black Mages...
Right.
The Black Mages have done 2 tours of Japan. Anytime there's an interview with Nobuo Uematsu, he always says how he would really love to tour North America with the Black Mages. So to see that, there's going to be, the Chicago Mages, not necessarily the Black Mages, but, something similar, that'll be really cool to see. And also, Susan Calloway is going to be at this concert as well.
Oh,
so.
Very cool. Yes. That's very cool. Dude, I'm going to have to go. We're going to have to set something up.
Yeah, totally, dude.
Heck yeah, man.
It's around my birthday. Let's do it.
Yeah, man, come on.
Driving to Chicago in December is kind of dangerous, but whatever. we'll maybe work something out.
You can drive stick.
Yeah. I can do it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's talk about the speed gamers. Are they done?
They're done.
And what was the result, sir?
$50,614.63.
Wow. That is
actually
what is that? Speed gamers? Is it like speed dating?
The Final Fantasy no. It was the Final Fantasy marathon for Act Today, the autism organization.
That is so cool. Congratulations, guys.
Donations are still up until the 27th, but by the time the episode gets out, they'll probably be closed. But they raised over $50,000. I believe that's their biggest marathon they've had yet. So
that's really cool.
They've been featured on CBS and NBC, so they got a lot of publicity, and it really helped them out. Yeah, so very cool. If anyone from Speed Gamers is listening, good job.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. That's a huge accomplishment.
That's great. We had Andarina on a couple weeks ago. She was streaming Final Fantasy XI on one of the mornings of the marathon. So big shout out to Andarina.
Yeah, the roving white mage reporter.
Yep.
Heck yeah. All right. PFA news. All right, so what happened with the website today?
We moved our website to a different server. Nothing is going to be drastically different. There's a few things here and there that need to be tweaked or adjusted. So you know of a couple things that aren't working. So if you see anything else around the website, email us, let us know, and we'll get that stuff back up and running as soon as we can.
Okay. All right, Radio XI News. We got LBR episodes.
We got two new LBR episodes out.
Episodes.
One is Limit Breaking News 13, which I was on, so that's probably all the reason to go check that out. Talk about the updates. Yeah, so most of the stuff you just heard. Wow.
Yep.
And also,
no, don't listen to it because Fusion was on it. Listen to it because it's Limit Breaking News.
Wow. And also, Limit Break Radio episode 45 is out. They have Toughless, who created the Campsite Taru's blog,
which is an awesome site.
I've
used it
about that
plenty of times.
Yeah, so some good stuff. So make sure to check that out.
Awesome. All right.
Awesome.
With all the news that we got, how about player achievements? Let's go into player achievements. Dooley, would you like to help us with our player achievements this week?
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of stuff here since there was an update and whatnot.
It better be.
All right, let's see here. Meet Tanaka.
Tanaka.
Got Dancer to 37.
Nice.
Awesome.
You should take it to 75.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, you do.
27's good enough.
Me and Tila will find you, and we will beat you up if you do not level it to 75.
Definitely. Kill that cat in your picture.
Did some FOV in the cape with Link Show mates. Got 5 more merits. And put some into Katana. Took the level 5. Capped off evasion and crit hit rate. Bought gear to start taking up Sam to at least 37. Got the cruel scythe from Doppelganger. I think it's Doppelganger Dio, I'm not sure. To use for Dark. I remember camping him. Oh, let's see. Sevo Kevo, nobody cares.
we'll get cold. To that. We'll
we will get to that.
You can do it in your end game, dude.
Yes. Carletta got Cleric Duckbills and Dino Windy. It's Sunday. And it says quack, quack.
Duckbills.
Duckbills. Yeah, get it.
Duck, goosebills.
We love you, Carletta.
Duckbills. Woohoo.
Oh, no.
What?
Man.
That's right. I went there.
Let's go back a few weeks here.
You totally went there, Fusion X.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Word.
Corinth was like, I want Fusion to sing more. Fusion has been singing more.
Just for Corn.
This is crazy. Last week he busted out into song, and now he's singing the DuckTales theme song. Awesome.
Oh, let's see. Jensen got ACP done. Screenshot coming soon. Yellow Mage. All your Saruta Bruta are belong to us. Looks like several colorful screenshots of Saruta Bruta being under Sandy control.
Nice.
Not sure what server that is. What server? Carbuncle. Okay.
Man, I guess I fail.
Did you not notice?
No.
Conquest is so 2003. I mean, campaign is where it's at now, man. Garrison, what's that? Like,
yeah.
Garrison.
Dogbert finished Moogle Coupeau d'Etat. nice. Picked up a headpiece for Pup that looks hideous.
It looks funny.
It looks hideous.
Look at the eyes peeking through. That's kind of scary. Sorry, Dogbert. You kind of look scary.
Finished the new Wings of the Goddess missions. Jealous. I want to get to the Wings of the
Goddess.
Let's do
it. Let's go do them, dude.
Well, yeah.
Right now, let's just stop recording.
Do like the same fight that I'm on, and then we'll, you know. And several screenshots in here of stuff that appears to be spoilers, and a picture of Dogbert beating up on a pixie. Hate you.
That hurt.
Don't
that
be
hurt.
Hate. Don't
shank
be hating the pixies.
Pixie.
I better be seeing you killing Dark Ixion now. If you're killing pixies.
Well, they're not even. They're the she. The ones that are at the fountain. The ones that don't cure you. So that's even worse, man.
If they ain't curing you, you better shank them. She.
Oh, let's see.
Thinks that good.
Kira Neko, Azoth and Roundel earring. Yes, Fusion X, Roundel earring.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You have more money than
me. I don't have that.
If I had 5.5 million gil that I wanted to spend on one earring,
that's awesome.
New campaign ranks, union loot, deciding what order to nation hop to get all of the allied node items. Yeah, I wish I had points for that.
Oh, you can nation hop. I've been paying marked up prices. Oh dear.
Well,
you lose the top two medals you have.
I'm not doing that. The markup on the body was really expensive, though.
Yeah, it was.
Well, never mind.
Edit. Also, Sonya's Plectrum. I'm guessing, is that the dancer item?
Yep.
And Bull Necklace for campaign. Word.
I love that Plectrum.
Let's see, got a lot of stuff here. Shadowcom, 1 of 3 on Matt. Says he ran like a chocobo. Yes, Matt is fast. Black Mage from 68 to 70, White Mage from 34 to 37, and 1 of 1 on the Shaman's Cloak for a friend.
Nice.
I heard that's not a very good drop. It doesn't drop very often, apparently.
I'm like 0 for 2.
I just want to say, too, I love Shadowcom's avatar in the form.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
The baby, like, leaning up in the fridge saying, where's that Yaguda drink? I love that. That's great.
It's something.
Yeah, it's funny.
Speaking of awesome avatars, Invincible Moron.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom.
I want a Cid Nutcracker. I'm going to make one of those for the crafting part of the FanFest contest.
Oh, man.
A Cid Nutcracker. No way, dude. I called dibs.
No way, dude.
I'm either going to do that or I'm going to make a Pandemonium Lamp Sock Puppet.
Okay,
you know you
obtained
love
the Black Mage relic pants and head. Also got the Summoner relic gloves. Those are a good piece. And it says, wow, I feel like Teela this week.
That's what I'm lolling.
Teela hacks.
Yeah.
Dynamics.
32 pieces of relic in 3.5 months.
Good lord.
I haven't
I know,
32
it's,
pieces
it's
of relic just... in 5 years.
Epic.
Let's see, Capo leveled Thief and Derg to 37. Sam's next on the list. Did the Grauberg Pixie Augment Weapon fight thingy? Didn't. Rindamaru, let's see. Got Evasion +1, 9 store TP.
I didn't know he could get Evasion.
Man, Evasion for Sam.
He refused it, though, so that's okay. I can sleep easy tonight knowing that. That's horrible.
Let's see, Earth Digger finished Moogle Cooper d'Etat. Got the Anwig Salad.
Wig Salad.
Wig Salad.
Wig Salada.
Wig Salad.
Waiter, there is hair in my salad. That is the wig salad, sir.
That is the wig salad, sir. That is what
you ordered the add-on, you get a wig salad.
And some ranch dressing.
More importantly, the second part of this is finally obtained my mannequin.
Yes.
I shall call him Wooden Me.
As soon as I read that, I'm thinking Dr. Evil.
I shall call him Wooden Me.
Yeah.
Katarina unlocked Dancer and got the level 30, or level 17.
Nice.
75, go, go, go.
Beat Matt 1-1 on Beast. Broke the record 6 minutes 3 seconds.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think you can lose with Beast Matt fight. I don't think
it's possible. 70 Beast.
Nice.
Awesome. Let's see. So Vantree. See, killed tier 4 Tenon. Got 2 Alkalorops, the like 9 mil staff or whatever. Enkidu's cap and harness. A Tenon's Fang and a Shishui. And I fail at lotting, so I'm guessing you didn't get anything from that.
Wow.
I think that is it for now.
Okay. All right. That
a lot of stuff, a lot of things that have to do with the update, so keep them coming. There's still a lot of the update to have.
Definitely. And make sure to post in our forums this week or comment on our website. And let us know what you thought about the Moogle Kubo d'Etat. We will be talking about
we'll talk about that next week. All right, that'll bring us into in-game. As always, we start with our guest. So, Sevo Kevo on the Diablo server. Sir, what have you been up to, man?
Well, first this week, I finally decided to finish up my samurai, get to sub-draw level, so I finished that up, got from 34 to 37, nice. In a very good tutorial jungle party. After the server maintenance with the July update, I got my Dragoon. From 68 to 69.
Nice.
And just recently, just a little bit ago, me and my Link Shell just got out of the In-N-Elm run and we got hit Hog and Drop.
Wow.
That's very nice. Just can't wait for that to sell. Get the gill. Currently, right now, I just got into a Summoner Burn party and hoping to level off that.
Cool.
Awesome. Summoner Burn. Awesome.
Good stuff.
Summoner Burn. Yes, awesome. Yes. Good times. Noodle salad. Is that it, man?
That's it. As for right now.
All right, Tila, you haven't been with us for a couple weeks.
Of course, she's been on vacation, though, too.
That's true.
Oh, visiting, she has been a little visiting, busy, though, since she got back.
Visiting a pod of whales or something like that?
A pod of whales, yes.
Oh, I visited a pod of whales. Oh, blimey. I was actually, like, trying to look up my blog to see what the last thing was that I did. okay, so, a couple of days before I went on holiday, I got Black Mage Trousers. That's Relic, nice. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have to kind of like use my Obis because I have no excuse to leave them in my Mog anymore. So I've been pulling those out to wear with the trousers. I got my Duelist Tabard, which is something I've wanted for quite a long time. That's so great as well. It's got like Fast Cast on it and Healing Skill and stuff and it looks cool. I did some Nizel Isle and I got my Goliard Trousers and Goliard Gloves, so I'm like 3-5 on Goliard now. I'm going to work on the body next. Then I went on holiday to Wales. Oh no, before I went on holiday to Wales, yeah, Suruta Buruta got Gustaberg, and it's been like the last outpost that I've needed for like the past, when did Fusion say, since 2003 or something?
Yeah.
So, finally got that. That was quite good. So I took a picture of that, took about 10 pictures of that. Then I went on holiday to Wales for 2 weeks. That's like a place down in the bottom of the United Kingdom where there's a lot of grass and a lot of sheep.
There's a lot of what?
A lot of grass and a lot of sheep. It's famous for sheep, you know.
Wait, so a place called Wales is famous for sheep?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Those following, so far we've had walrus sounds and sheep sounds.
So why would you go to Holiday in Wales? What's there?
Because it's actually like a holiday location. There's Scotland and Ireland, Wales, England. It's got like beaches and surfing and sea, except it rains at the time. So I just did a lot of shopping, went in the arcades, went to loads and loads of pubs, went out for like food.
Dude, I like the whole pubs idea. Like,
yeah, well, you can go sightseeing, but I don't know, sometimes kind of get bored sightseeing, because when you've seen like one castle or, you know, one rock, you've seen everything. So I did a lot of pubs, some more pubs, a few more pubs.
I want to see a castle and a rock.
I made a castle out of Legos once, that's about all I've done.
I used to have the Robin Hood Lego set, I live in Nottingham. But yeah, it was a cool holiday. Then I came back home like a week ago to find my whole road had been dug up because my internet provider's been putting in fiber optic broadband. So we were all like compensated with a free month of broadband without having to pay because we had no internet. So I didn't get back online till yesterday. I missed like everything from the update, so I still need
to go.
You
definitely jumped back into it pretty quick though.
Oh god, well, I've just been living and dreaming Moogles. I started the Moogle mission
living
last night.
Dreaming,
living, sleeping Moogles. Oh, there was Moogles in my dream last night and dinosaurs and stuff. Oh god, it was kind of like a dream on acid. It was just weird. But yeah, I actually started the Kupo mission last night at 8 o'clock, and I finished it tonight at 10 o'clock. So I'm all the way through and picked a Black Mage hat with like 6-inch fast cast and magic.
Yes, me too, champion.
Yeah. Yeah. I stole your idea. I was going to do magic attack bonus, but I stole your idea.
God, they're all going to start geeking out. Like, oh, we got matching hats!
Yeah, totally. So I still need to... Oh, I went to campaign and bought the Cobra body for my monk because it was super hot. And
you need to
amazing.
Go and buy that waltz piece.
I need to go buy like everything because I've got 810,000 allied notes.
Wow. Whoa, wait, what?
If you could buy me like a million retrace scrolls, that'd be awesome.
Oh my god.
I actually spent all my allied notes this past week. Like, I was down to like less than 100.
I don't need it. I just want Black Mage.
I have thousands.
I just retrace myself or pay 1k for someone to do it if I'm too lazy to run to the morgue and swap. So yeah, I went to campaign and got my Cobra body. Did the whole of the Kupo expansion in about 26 hours, including sleep. Oh, it took me 3 times to win the fight because it was kind of hard and... Not too hard, but it's hard if you get the wrong jobs. Like, if you take... I did what Chin said, take 2 Black Mages, and they kind of, like, height a lot of the fight. Took 2 Red Mages to heal it, and then took 2 DDs to, like, annihilate the minions that came.
Yeah.
And the first couple of times I wiped, because the last time he came out popping the Moogles, we couldn't get the sleep graph because of the AoE stun. So we had this guy go in and sacrifice himself. So he was the only one down at the bottom when he was ready to pop the Moogles. And as he was being killed, I snuck up behind them and sneaked them. And then you just get the samurai to like 2-hour him and he dies in like 30 seconds, not even that. It was a good expansion. I enjoyed it. I like the Moogle pimp and everything.
Anything else, Sheila?
I was trying to think. I think, no, I need to go get my Blue Mage spells. I need to go get the new campaign areas. I need to go do the new missions. I need to go try these like pixie things that Dawn and Fusion have been blabbing about
for
24 hours. Yes, all I've kind of done is like the Kupo expansion and get my Cobra body. Stupid internet. I was like really devastated when I got home and I saw the road was dug up. Not before the maintenance, not before the update. Horrible. So I've got to catch up on everything.
You're doing a pretty good job though so far.
Right. Brilliant.
Yeah. And my mom's done nothing because it's the same.
Yo.
Oh, you. What have you been up to, dude?
Same old, same old. Some Einar jar. We actually lost a tier 3, which was kind of sad. That was like the first in 12.
Yeah, but tier 3 is harder than Odin.
Yeah, I know, but
well,
we usually kill him, so we were like psyched to be on such a streak there for a while. But whatever. We got a Tiamat, no gators. We finally got this kid as Hautaclair.
Nice.
Camping Chimera forever. What else? We did an Ultima. We got two heads. Lol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lol. I'm trying to think here. That's pretty much it. We've been doing a lot of, no, Ultima, not Omega.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Damn right. I did the Moogle expansion, which was a pain. That was probably... The cutscenes are funny, and that's its only saving grace. And the gear at the end is pretty sweet. But the whole, hey, go mine, go log.
Yeah.
You know, and I did all that stuff, like, the first day, so I didn't think, hey, why don't I get a full inventory?
Right. Yeah. But we'll talk about that more next week, so...
True. And still angry. It took us, 5 tries to kill it. We kept, this will be the last thing I say. We kept trying to do what other people said, and then we kind of just went with what we wanted to do, and we won. So that was good. Other than that, man, you know, same old. Keeping it real.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right, Dooley, what about you?
What about me? I've been exploring all that the update has to offer. Okay, yeah, maybe not all of it.
Exploiting?
But... Ooh.
Oh, let's see. One thing that we didn't mention earlier that was included in the update that seemed so important that it had to have, like, a portion of a post was the curry buns.
Yes.
Yes, the curry buns. I kind of looked at it and I was like, lol, new food.
Yellow curry buns are the new coral sub.
Yeah, they're
what do
awesome.
They do? I haven't heard anything.
Well, the yellow curry buns are basically yellow curry, but they're, like, 30-minute foods that stack, so.
Which
is pretty sweet. It's got the same exact stats. It's like, you know, 75 attack at base 375 and the strength and stuff like that. They're pretty sweet.
Is it expensive?
No.
I was wondering.
And they're only like 52 cooking, so I just made my own because my cooking's 60, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
You make 6%, so. Oh, let's see. I caught up on some of the Wings of the Goddess missions. I did the stock fight that I had to do beforehand. Yeah. With Fusion X, a couple of people in my Link Shell, some random pickup scrub.
Some random pickup scrub.
The cutscenes were a little boring. The fight was pretty fun. It was interesting. After watching the mob die was probably the funnest part. Fusion X. When
yeah.
I just kind of... It was awesome. Anyway, I caught up on some of the cutscenes for Wings of the Goddess missions, explored the new zones, Zark and Vosodyne. We messed around with giant dragons.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
The what? Giant dragons?
The flying dragons that eat your face.
Yep. Do they actually, like, fly down?
Yep.
They're like UFOs. They fly in the air, you go under them, and they jump on you.
UFOs are just the worst thing ever. Now there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Yes.
But these things look cool.
I'll find out soon. You know?
I wouldn't say they're as hard as a UFO either.
No.
Really?
Can I run away?
They don't charm, so I mean...
UFOs have some nasty TP moves, though.
Yeah.
Killed some Skull. Got some XP. Word. Messed around with some gargoyles. I have not yet gone on Blue Mage to learn the two new spells, although I did kill a couple of walrus represent. I was at work when I got a text message from Gwyn, and he said, dude, Beastmaster charming walrus since 2003.
Can you charm those things?
No.
Okay.
But it would have been awesome if you could.
Yes, it would be. Should have jug walrus jug pets.
Other than doing some of the Wings of the Goddess missions and stuff, we've been spending a whole lot of time in the past due to augmenting weapons via the Pixie Quest.
Yeah.
We've gotten some pretty good weapons. I think Fusion talked about his Falasso love child thingamabob.
Yeah.
I upgraded
the Lassacrat love child.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
The last of Brat.
I upgraded a few weapons. I got like a dagger with two triple attack on it, some base damage, some other stuff. I did a blue sword, which I got accuracy, magic accuracy, and a pretty high base damage on. So I have a new offhand main hand dagger to go with, or sword to go with my Purdue.
What did you get on the blue sword?
Magic accuracy, and like base damage that's like one less than the Purdue. So it's a pretty good sword.
It's not bad.
Did a summoner staff, got minus 3 perp cost, and some pet attack. We've been spamming the crap out of them because, you know, I am a pet shell, and we do have,
You are a pet shell?
I are a pet shell.
Wow.
What, things that...
Shell?
Little did I know when I go into the game and I equip the link shell, I'm actually equipping Duel.
You've been equipping me for quite a while now.
That's weird. I feel dirty.
You've been equipping me for quite a while.
Things I are, Pet Link Show. Things I are not, grass.
Grass, yep.
What?
Duel got mowed a lot this week.
Yes. So, we were fighting a Quativ with some wivery pets. His name is...
Ruba Stonewall.
Ruba Stonewall. So, like, the second I saw him, I started calling him Stonewall Jackson. So he is Ruba Stonewall Jackson.
You know what's funny? Is that's the first thing I thought of, too. Oh, I did that, too. Weapon augments. Anyway, go ahead. I was like, Stonewall Jackson.
Ironically enough, fighting him, I kite him around a stone wall.
Yeah. Mm. Go figure.
Just
wow. Maybe they did that on
purpose.
The irony. Yeah. I bet a lot of people out there don't know who Stonewall Jackson is.
There was the other mob that we found, too, in Zarkabart S. It was a skeleton named Snow White.
Oh. Yes.
It's a white, but it's called Snow White.
Oh, boo.
Get it.
Boo.
I said, hey, guys, look. I don't know if this was intentional or, like, or, you know what, but this thing is called Snow White. And Fusion goes, oh, God.
They did that on purpose. Terrible. All right, continue.
It had 7 Taru Taru following it around. We spent a good day or two doing...
You did?
Defeating Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah.
What was the best thing you saw?
Probably...
I got my lance for sure on that, too.
Yeah, whatever, Lancey.
Hey, shut up.
Way to have a lance.
Oh, there was a great axe that resin got.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
It had base damage plus 6, which brought the base damage up to 97, which is higher than the Purdue and like 1 or 2 less than the Relic. It has 3 strength and double attack on it. Yeah. It was pretty sweet. Very good great axe.
We got a good paladin sword, too, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, Wraith got... has minus magic damage taken, shield skill, and...
Enmity.
Enmity, that's right.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it was.
Some good stuff.
That's also where we got our first, like, perp cost minus 3 weapon that has in-flash on it, which was awesome. Just walk around smacking things with it, and it would flash them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Gwyn that got that one?
Yes.
I remember that, because we got it. He's like, I need to hit something now. It's like, I need to see how much this procs.
Anyhow, we did, like I said, we did Stonewall quite a bit, and then we started realizing that it was getting very popular, because
everybody
no one knows how to
and
do...
their mother realized that Grauberg was the easiest one, and so there were quite a few people doing it.
How many people did you need for that, by the way?
It's 6 a party. It's one party.
Okay.
I guess no one knows how to defeat the others yet. I've seen very little information on the other zones.
Some of the fights can be very difficult.
We tried a couple.
These aren't for anyone just like, oh, I'm going to go and do it. These are hard fights. They take a little bit of getting used to. I know we tried the one in Saruta. It's one Pirogo NM and like 6 little frogs.
Oh.
That was... I think Duel just about died just popping the damn thing.
Yeah, I did.
Some
I popped it and I
very
went splat.
I mean, they're obviously, they can all be beaten, but you know, to figure out how exactly to do it. It's going to take some time. So for right now, I think, you know, everyone's doing Grawberg because it's the easiest ones, but, you know, try the other ones too, so.
So, it got to the point to where we had to stand in line to do Stonewall, and we're standing here, and there's like three or four groups here. We're like, you know what?
Well, screw it. It wasn't even that. It was standing in line and then trying to beat this other Link shell because they were just kind of trying to force their way in.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was a real pain.
Yeah. It was fun to watch people wipe to it, and we actually got compliments. We popped it, and we downed them in like maybe 10, 15 minutes. And like, wow, you guys really like tore through that thing. You guys have obviously done this before.
Yeah, we're like, well, we would hope so. We did this for like 5 hours last night. So, and how long were we in Zarkabard? Like 8 hours or something? We were
it was almost 12
all
hours
day yesterday.
Or no. Yeah, it was almost 12 hours.
I went through like two or three re-raise areas.
Well, yeah, you were on 46 Corsair.
That's this crazy, is also man. True. I was on 46 Corsair, and to my credit, I actually kited one of the NMs for a little bit.
Yes, he did.
He was a crazy man.
That's actually
I
the secret.
You were kidding.
No,
he was on 46.
At 46. I have Evoker's roll. I have Beast roll.
That's the secret to defeating them. Man.
No XP lost during the fights. So I mean, you know, why not? If I keep rolls up, that's all I need. So I will say, after
Corsair
level,
are we on
Dooley
or are we on Fusion?
We are on the fusion
of
Dooley. It's a collaborative effort here.
Yeah.
Fusion.
We decided to try a different zone, so we went to Zark. It took fusion a couple tries, but we did find out how to defeat it, and we got it down to a science after the brain trust got together and figured it out. We've been getting some pretty good augments, continued with the weapons. We sat there for, almost 12 hours doing them all day, swapping people in and out.
After that.
We got a whole lot of stuff upgraded, and there's still a lot of people that want stuff, so we'll probably continue until we get exactly what we want.
But that's okay.
A lot of people have multiple jobs.
Yeah, and one thing too to note, with these weapons, if you, make one, like, you think that it's like, oh, that's okay, that's decent, but, you know, I don't know if I want to risk it in another one. You can actually trade in multiple weapons. So, for example, you could trade in a summoner staff, and then, you know, you could get it augmented and you could accept it. You could take another unaugmented summoner lance to the NPC in Grawberg and augment that one as well. So it's not limited to just one weapon per job or just one job. You can trade in, you know, multiple weapons for any job, so that's one thing to consider, especially if you're still kind of experimenting with strategy on some of these. That way, because if you lose to one of these NMs, everyone will lose an augment chance on their weapon. Yes. So if you're kind of messing around and seeing, I mean, remember, there's no XP loss with these fights, so just have somebody, you know, find a cheap weapon, have them turn it in, and practice your strategy just using that weapon so you don't waste augments on other people's weapons.
Also, one thing to note, let your tank pop it.
Yes.
Because most of these have multiple mobs.
Or your level 46 Corsair.
Yes. One thing to also note, I learned, like, if you augment, you know, five times, let's say the fifth time, you still don't get what you want, you have to accept it. They kind of force it on you. Because you can't augment it anymore. I learned that if you lose on the very last one, you know, obviously they can't force it on you because you can't take it because you've lost. If you go back to Callisto, they tell you, you know, this weapon is worthless now. You can't augment it anymore. We're going to get rid of it for you. We'll scrap it, but here's, you know, they give you like one of the crafting materials that was used in it. So I got a swamp ore back for like returning a dagger that I lost. So that was pretty awesome. And that's the harder ingredient to get.
I didn't know about that.
Yep.
The more you know.
Yeah.
There you off.
Boom, boom, boom. So I guess, Fusion, you have anything to add to that you've been doing outside of?
Outside of, the hours upon hours of the Fae NMs, I'm calling them FNMs, or Fairy NMs, whatever. I leveled Corsair a little bit, got it up to 50. I think I want to get White Mage up to at least 25 so I can get re-raise now, so I don't have to pop, you know, three re-raise earrings when we do 12 hours of Saurus and Zarkar. but I finished the Bastok Nation quest with Duel. I finished the Windurst one, which I think was probably the most exciting like cutscene I've seen out of the three nations. But then I finished Sandoria. And Sandoria was alright, but right at the end they get you with probably one of the best Wings of the Goddess cutscenes I have ever seen.
Ever?
Ever.
Was the cutscene...
You know, even in the game, because everybody knows I'm a big fan of, you know, city that does not exist in the past. So, yeah, go do these... You're going to need to do one of the quest nation quest lines to do missions. Do Sandy or Windurst. But if you're a fan of the good old Tav, Sandy will not disappoint you. So, or if you're just a general Final Fantasy XI lore like fanatic, you'll love it.
I've only done just the Sandy quests in the past, and I've enjoyed them. I've enjoyed them. Those kids, Elvon kids, messing around, acting like all full grown adults and stuff, and then they and you also learn. Along the way, they also learn the responsibilities really of the war along the way, mm-hmm. and learn about the price to pay. And it's a really good lesson to learn as well. I can feel as well from it.
Right. But yeah, I think I want to try and like painfully get White Mage to 25. Like that'll hurt me, I think. But I think re-raise will be worth it. I don't even know if I can get enough MP for re-raise at that level. It'd be hard. I don't know. Did some Wings of the Goddess missions. I think we'll probably get those finished up sometime next week too.
I hope so. Yeah, because they're getting a lot more interesting.
Storyline is really good. Did some Coupe d'Etat. Haven't gotten to the. Haven't beaten it yet. I got to the final BC. So more on that next week.
Perhaps I'm the only person here who hasn't done Coupe d'Etat.
Probably. And Stake.
I haven't done it either.
Okay. Also, with the update, they added Maze Voucher 05.
Oh, yeah.
Gives you a Goblin NPC. There is actually a lot more to this than we originally thought. Before, we were just thinking, through with a Goblin NPC and you kill stuff, whatever. This is like a mini quest. You get beamed into the maze, and there's NPCs that you accept quests from, and you take your goblin around and, you know, do these quests as he kills things and levels up, and then at the end, he solos a monster or whatever, and then you get augmented items and stuff from the chest.
Ooh. At
the end. It's really cool, except unless you go with...
augmented items from it?
You do. I got bad ones. I got a Goblin Cest. It's one of the new belts. It's an augmentable item only from MMM. The first one I got in the first chest, I had the regular chest and the cave conservation chest. The first one I had 2 strength, and I think it was like -3 defense. The second one in the CC chest, the one that's supposed to give you the good stuff, had like -2 strength and -3 defense. I don't know what was going on with that. But it was a lot of fun. I did it by myself solo. And it was really easy to run through. And then I went through with Duel and Jess. And don't put might runes in your mazes. For
hey, we have concluded that had nothing to do with it.
Yes, the might rune had nothing to do with Argabi getting one-shotted by a bat. Yeah.
Well, the third one where we copied your
We're debating, you know, it's still kind of early, so, you know, people are still kind of feeling this thing out. But we think that the more people you have may make the mobs harder. Because our goblin went down really fast. Like, just 2 hits and it died out. But when I was doing it, like, I went down, I just ran through mobs, and it was handling them without any problem, so...
And when your gobby is KO'd, there's nothing.
Yeah, once your gob is KO'd, just use your compass and get out of there, because you need your goblin to do the rest of the little quests in there. But it really was a lot of fun. You can solo it, so I mean, if you're not a huge fan of MMM, go check this out. The marble rewards were pretty decent as well, so make sure to check it out. The Maze Voucher 05 is 100 marbles, so definitely worth it. A lot of fun.
Okay.
Where?
I didn't do anything in-game this week.
That is a shocker.
Of course.
Yeah, I know.
I'm baffled by this news. That's because you've been a little bit...
Why am I not surprised?
I got a Skype chat from Opiate this week, and he says, "Hey, bro, I saw you on a milk carton this week." just thought I'd let you know.
But was there a reward? Because I will turn you in if there is.
There probably
is. Saw you on a milk carton.
One gill.
I have played again this week, and I should have, because I should have been really pumped about the update. But I've got other stuff going on IRL this week, and this coming week, and this past week. I spent a lot of time getting ready for it, so... And then, two weeks from Saturday, I'm going on vacation again.
Can we come?
Sure. Sweet. Come on, let's do it. I'm actually not going to be too far from you.
We going
to the beach.
Which beach?
The one with sand.
Going to Ocean City, Maryland.
Never heard of it.
What?
It's
a good beach. We usually go every week, but every year.
Damn, every
in
2 weeks
we're going.
Even in the winter, we're going swimming.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We usually like rent out this like house. That's like a beach house, and like just chill out. It's gonna be great. I need it. Anyways, so that's all with me. Let's go ahead and go into emails.
Alrighty.
Alright, let's see. How are we going to do this week? Me. Okay. These aren't really sorted the way I want. Okay, first email comes from Karo-kun of the Carbuncle server. He says, "Since its release, I've been rather enamored with using Fields of Valor to augment items, as well as the ACP items that were augmented within a certain variable. This gives gear a better potential than what the name goes by. Now, I've heard that an Irigo Weskit can get int plus 6, and with that, a 20k piece begins to rival its own unaugmented HQ. As a Taru Black Mage obsessed with MAB, or Magic Attack Bonus, and int, and a Sam obsessed with strength, I can't ignore the potential before me. I've heard many complaints that Square Enix is stupid to put in a PG version for making augmented items X. I don't know why. Now that the update has been set into motion for a couple of days, I can see that people are buying up items for the from the auction house to augment them. I believe this is precisely what Square Enix wanted. This allows crafters to make many items without flooding the market. Unfortunately, this may cause a good or bad effect on the economy. It may just mean more undercutting, or the opposite, raising prices because people know others will want the best augments. I'm playing around with augmenting. I know you'll get tired of how many times you'll be reading the word augment. And I've been rather pleased with my results, but there's always the risk of getting a bad one on an expensive item. It's kind of scary how people may go through 3 or 4 Hagens to get a good aug.
Oh my god.
So that's a lot of wasted gil, but it means more stimulation for even a small server. To wrap all this up, despite people's complaints, I believe this has been a momentous version update. Even if it's just augments being considered, what are your opinions of the power of augments? Have you gotten any good ones? It's pretty early to ask, having been so recent since the update, but I like to...
You all right over there, Joel?
I thought he was, like, laughing or
something. I thought he was,
like...
too.
Can I say something?
Augments are
okay. Augments here. He says, but I like to delve into the new material ASAP like everyone else. One augment a day is way too little for this Taru.
I like the idea of augments. People that are like trying to augment multiple Hagens, I think, are stupid. That's
crazy.
Like, if you
they have more money than sense.
One Hagen is
3 mil, if not a little.
It's
over
more on other servers.
But some people have insane gil. If I had enough gil, I would throw around like HQ staves trying to get stuff on them.
No yeah, problem. I guess I'm just jealous. That's probably what it is. But yeah. for some of the smaller things.
No, you're right, because I admit it too. If some I had the, enough gil, I'd probably.
You know, some of the. I want to see. Like, I wish someone. Like, I want a K Club augment. That'd be cool.
Oh my god.
Yeah, oh man, that would be awesome. It'd be like, occasionally doesn't attack.
I'm about to go do one of those here in a few days. About to go see if I can try to get K Club.
You know, being able to, you know, get a cheap item off the auction house, like, you know, the West Kit or something, and get such a nice augment like the 6, and that's, you know, that's really cool. I think I'll probably end up just trying, you know, I'll start small, something like a Barwolf belt, you know, see what happens with that. You know, I've considered maybe my Azoth, just because nothing's probably going to replace that anytime soon, unless I get a Terpsichore, which isn't going to happen.
Who's he what?
Mythic weapon.
Oh, word. Answer.
Who's he what? Who's he what?
Okay. Next email comes from ZomZom. And keep in mind, we got a whole bunch of emails this week, and we will not, unfortunately, be able to get to all of them. So, if we didn't get to your email this week, we apologize. Next email comes from ZomZom, who is actually now on the... Oh, I can't remember where he moved to. He was on Bahamut, but he moved to... Asura? Did he move to Asura? Where did he move? I'm sorry, Zom, I don't remember. Says, hey, PFAQ, I had a quick question. I know Bahamut is closed, but do you think they will open it back up? I really miss it there. There are, like, no people here. It's hard as a Gulkanoid to get parties. So my second question is, Stake, do you ever consider moving to Fusion server or Chin server? If so, let me know, bro, and I will hop over there with you. I'm just really desperate, lol. Well, thanks. In advance, signed to ZomZom. I currently do not have any plans on moving to server. If I move to the Asura server with Fusion, he probably wouldn't do anything with me anyway. So,
yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm just saying. So I've been here since the server's been open, but Fusion moves here and it's his server now. All right.
Yes.
Dooley probably wouldn't do anything with me either. I don't know. Dooley might.
You should come to Diablos.
Like, Dolomite.
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 Jesus.
You should come to Diablo's Stake. I think you'll enjoy it over here.
Like I always say, I'll move to whoever offers me the most amount of gil.
Yeah, right.
All right. Okay.
As far that? As
go ahead. As far as the Bahamut being closed, who knows when they're open.
Yeah, there was an interview with Hiromichi Tanaka done not too long ago. Odin is better. I think Odin is just about ready to be opened up again. Of course, you know, with servers that were closed being so popular, chances are there's a reason people were moving over there. So I can't imagine it'll be open for very long. You know, if they do allow for transfers, they'll probably have to close it pretty quickly after that, I would imagine.
They all came to Bahamut because of me.
Yeah.
I moved. You know,
yeah.
You know, that's when it started getting all crowded.
I'm sure there's many other reasons.
Yeah, we didn't
on Bahamut.
Oh, I'm totally joking.
Yeah. But,
whatever.
You know, Bahamut, I think, is still pretty full. Probably won't see that opened up for a while now. But Odin, maybe in the near future. But, you know, who can say?
Yeah, who can know? Except Hiromichi. Hiromichi is the man that has that information.
Oh, also, in the MMM God quest, your goblin says things when he levels up.
Like?
One of the things he said was, "Who's the man now, Gob?"
Oh, man. Somebody's having
I thought fun. You'd like that.
Yeah, make me want to do that.
Okay, so, newsflash. This is the first time I've seen this note, but all of a sudden, just randomly... The strength of the ancient Moogle magic has weakened, and the tablets have been scattered to the winds once more. You can feel your super Koopa powers begin to fade away. So when Link Shaltanzo goes, go, go, Dragon Balls.
Hey!
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
No.
So it's YTMNG now?
Yeah.
YTMNG now?
Yep.
Is that what it is? Good. Alright, let's see. Who's reading the next email? FusionX.
Yep. Alrighty, our next email comes from Engelstein of the Zero server. It says, I was listening to episode 161, and all of you were talking about a GM who told someone not to put URL links in shouts or bizarre comments. I personally haven't gone to look to verify this, if it is truly in the terms of service agreement, but I thought of something that would make them wish to start enforcing this if it is. Many years ago, somepage.com was one of my favorite places to go for information on the game. When it stopped updating, I stopped using it. But later I heard that it had a virus, and it was hidden onto the site by hackers. Recently, I have heard the same thing happening with the FFXI Atlas. Mm-hmm. I personally know someone whose account was hacked into. Swex may very possibly be starting to enforce it because of these infections. I know it's not their job to enforce that, that they know if the internet is safe, or that people are using proper antivirus protection. But they may feel that if there's a way in-game to possibly reduce the number of stolen accounts because of infections, not every player has a security token yet, and they may just be trying to take a step to prevent future problems.
Hmm.
That's interesting. That's, yes and no. I don't know. I still think that it's not Square Enix's job to monitor the internet.
It's definitely not their job, and I don't even know how they could even consider themselves responsible for...
I can understand that type of reasoning where popular Final Fantasy resource sites, you know, come under attack. But it's, you know, the fact that they say it's because they can't verify that the site is safe and legal, and yet community sites, officially recognized sites which they're supposed to be monitoring, you know, you can't even talk about those. So that's no, you know, if. If it's a rule, it needs to be in the terms of service. If it's a rule, they need to enforce it. That's all there is to it. There's really no middle ground between there unless, you know, you have a support center run by a bunch of GMs who just kind of decide if something is illegal one day or not, which kind of sounds like what happens half the time, but that's a whole nother story. Next email comes from Snow Shadow from the Carbuncle server. It says, hi, PFA crew.
What a Harvey email.
Yeah. Hope that you are all having an amazing week and that FFXI has been treating you kindly. Now, I don't mean to be beating a dead horse here, but at the time I'm writing this email, Square Enix has still not apologized for what the community is calling unjustified bannings. I know that many people, including myself, are rather upset about this, so I have one question. If Square Enix never apologizes and continues to do similar things in the future, will any of you be interested in playing Final Fantasy XIV? Many of my friends and I have already said that we will not be playing the game if Square Enix doesn't improve their customer service, no matter how cool it looks. What about you guys? Are you going to try 14, or are you going to keep playing on your characters on 11? Sorry if I'm annoying anyone by bringing up the subject again. I know it's a bit controversial, but I think it would be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, we feed on controversy,
yeah.
Okay?
Controversy injected sells. Right into the vein.
You know, I've always been sort of personally, like, it gets to me that a customer service isn't open very often. Like, it's like if something happens on Friday evening, they yeah. can't deal with it until Monday morning. You know what I'm saying? That always bugged me. You know, I guess I don't expect any company to, you know, be 24 hours. Although I like that. You know, like, you know, any company that has a product, you know, like Linksys, for example, you know, you can call them anytime, you know, they're open 24 hours. I don't expect that from 11, you know, from right. Square Enix.
Weekends.
But at least on the weekends. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, if something happens to your account, you know, on Friday.
And you know, that used to be the thing. Like, if there were any kind of mass hackings or stuff, they would do that before the service center would be closed for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, grab a couple people for the weekend, you know, some for the holiday. Some people, you know, have nothing better to do and would love to work on a holiday and maybe get
like
a little
bonus.
Like,
I've been paying you guys for 6 years. Give me some Saturday hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's, you know, I think it's justified.
Yeah. I still plan on playing 14. I personally haven't had direct experience with the customers, you know, support, so I can't really say, but you know, it does irritate me from what I've been hearing, but you know, I think it really won't hit home until I actually have to, you know, experience it for myself. But you know, for those that have had to deal with that, I really do hope that they.
I have a feeling it's going to be different though, because you know, we know that the same development team is going to be working on 14 or is working on 14.
And that's the thing though, we talk about it like, oh, it'll be different for 14, but Final Fantasy 11 will still be around. They need to change it now.
Right. So, well, it might be totally different people doing customer service for 14, is what I mean.
Either way, they still need to revamp the one for 11.
Like I think what they need to do, or what they're going to try to do, is get more players to play 14 than ever played 11.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have just the vast amount of people, I mean, like, let's say Blizzard, for example, you know, when's their customer service open? Are they open 24 hours? Can I call them anytime? You know?
Well, and they have a lot more people.
Yeah, so if you have those people, you know, you can definitely justify having at least Saturday.
But the thing is, though, I mean, especially if you're a company that has two, you know, MMOs, you can't have great support for another and not have the same for the other game.
Yeah.
You need to have good support for each of them. You can't say, oh, 14's good, it has more people, we'll have, you know, a different customer support area for this. No. You have the good customer support for both games.
Those guys are busy all the time, you know, during the weekdays. Because, I bet you especially Monday, because stuff happens on the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the game doesn't stop on the weekends. RMT doesn't stop on the weekends.
I've never called Square Enix customer support and not waited.
Yeah,
a fairly exorbitant
amount of time. And in reality, more people are going to be playing on the weekends. So why are you closed?
Right.
Exactly. Doesn't make any sense.
You should be open.
Holidays, I'll let slide. But we
don't need to have a full staff. You know.
Right.
You just have some people there.
Yeah. Get Larry to do phones or something on Saturdays.
Yeah, man.
Larry needs the overtime.
You can hire me. I'll work from home.
There you go.
Answer phones. There you go.
PFA customer support. There you go.
Steak! Steak! Need help! Alright.
I can't get a party on my beast. You're on your own. Learn
you
to solo.
Alright. The final email comes from ShadowCom from the Pandemonium server. It says, Harrow again. There have been many games that I've been able to play in my life, from first-person shooters to MMOs and RTSs to RPGs. But what I've learned is that they each draw you in one way or another. I still remember when Steak was obsessed with Spore.
Oh, God.
As was 70% of the world, but what games have drawn you in so much that no matter how many times you play the game, you're still giddy with excitement when you start over, excluding MMOs, of course. P.S. Mine is Mario RPG. Love it.
That's a good game.
Oh, I love that game too.
It's a very good game.
I haven't played that in so long.
I haven't either.
If you want to talk about like starting the game over.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to just going back and playing it a little, probably like something like Fallout 3, because you know, you could, no matter how many times you play that game, you can always play it differently. And that's really appealing to a lot of players. You know, other little things. There's a PSN game called Pixel Junk Monsters. It's a, you know, pretty basic tower defense game. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Every now and then, I find myself
kind of weird, but it's cool.
I find myself going back and just playing it a little bit. You know, I haven't beaten it yet. It's just kind of a casual game, which is weird for me because usually I'll get a game and not stop playing it. You know, playing it until I beat it. So it's just, you know, it's nice to just jump in there and play it every once in a while, and it's a lot of fun. Do you guys have any games that you jump into a lot? I know Chin, you've been doing a lot of like Call of Duty.
Oh yeah. If anyone has World at War for the PS3. Send me a PM or an email with your name, and we'll play.
I have World at War.
I totally do, though.
You don't have a PS3, though.
Big Planet.
Yes, Little
Big Planet.
Planet
is a lot of fun, too. You have either of those.
I'm so surprised.
Holler at Chinchilla. Let me know
I'm so surprised with the replayability on that. You can play it over and over and over again and keep collecting.
There's over a million published levels.
You play that game and like the first level's so easy, but it gets hard, man.
It does
like,
get hard.
I've been trying to go through it with like no deaths. Oh man.
Wheel, that's all I'm gonna say.
The wheel, yeah. I know.
I don't even... Oh, if someone could do that, they'd be amazing.
Speaking of Spore, Spore is also one of those games because you start out and every time that you play through that game, it's going to be different. So, and it's totally up to you how your creature...
Dude, I kind of want to play Fallout now.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
I gotta ask a question. So, PS3, World of War will not play, like, online with PC gamers?
No.
Oh, dang.
Xbox Live people only. PlayStation is only people on PSN.
I think we're very fortunate to play Final Fantasy XI because it's really, like...
There are not many cross-platform games like
there
that.
Aren't. There aren't. There are hardly any. I mean, there was PSU... And that's, like, it.
Was that cross-platform?
Yeah, well, Xbox and PC.
Okay. It was on PS2, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, it was.
PlayStation Universe? I mean.
Yeah, Fantasy Star PSU Universe? Was, yeah.
Not PS2.
Yeah.
Was it PS2?
Yeah.
Looks like I got PS2.
Sure. I didn't play it. I'm pretty sure it was on PS2.
Not PS2. I thought it was just Xbox and PC.
Oh.
Looks like I gotta get a PS3 soon.
Because I remember thinking, okay, Final Fantasy XI is the only cross-platform RPG game.
There's a couple out there.
But the Phantasy Star Universe came out and kind of changed that. But yeah, as far as cross-platform is concerned, there's hardly anything out there. And, it, you know, being cross-region, too, is also... You don't really see that.
That's huge, yeah. I don't think there's any other game that I can think of off the top of my head that's multiplayer.
Like being able to auto-translate and communicate with people from all over the place is very rare.
Yeah, if anyone knows of another game that's on like a PS2 where you can talk to somebody, you know, in Japan or something in English and that's playing on Xbox and understand what you're saying, let me know. But as far as I know, there aren't any. Yeah.
Spore, Little Big Planet, Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. Any of the old Zelda games, once in a while, I'd be like, ooh, let's play a Zelda game. I jumped into, like, Wind Waker a few weeks ago. It was awesome.
Oh, I wish I could play that right now.
Yeah, dude. It's freaking sweet. Toe Jam and Earl from the Sega Genesis.
I had that song stuck in my head the other day.
Princess.
From 2.
Toe Jam and Earl 2.
That dun dun dun. Dun, 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 dun. You know, like,
yeah.
Oh man,
I was driving home the other day. It just popped in my head.
I have the soundtrack to that game. I could send it.
I could just load it up on the Wii.
yeah, so can I. They should have made that multiplayer. Huh?
They should have. Yeah. Too bad the Wii's online is horrible.
Off topic. It's hard to talk about like other games.
Sidetrack.
Sidetrack. You did it to us, Shadowcom.
It's all their fault.
Mario RPG is a really good game, though.
Yeah, that's actually the last thing I played on the Wii was Mario RPG. I got it when it came out, played it for a week, haven't touched it since.
This is really, really
good. Poor Wii.
Like, all the old Final Fantasies are fun to get into. Like, Final Fantasy 4, like 6 is fun. Final Fantasy 4.
9.
Yeah, I don't know. Once you play through 9 and beat it, it's like kind of dumb.
It's still fun. It's funny, but it's not dumb. I don't think it's dumb. I
didn't say dumb. I said done. Done. You're just done with
it. Oh.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of games out there that I'm like, ooh, I'd love to play that again.
Yeah, it's tricky because, like, for me, like sometimes...
Earthbound.
Sometimes I'll get, like, an urge to play a game. But, like, you know, on any other day, like, I would just be kind of like, eh. Like, every now and then I'll be like, man, if I had, like, Resident Evil 2, I would play the crap out of that game right now. Because I love RE2. But other days, I'd just be kind of like, if someone was like, want to play RE2, I'd be like, eh, I'm alright, you know? You just kind of get those, you know, you're just like, I want to play this, you know?
I get the urge to play, like, old games sometimes. Like, on PlayStation Network, they have the Jump thing Flash game, and like this was like one of the first PlayStation 1 games that like ever came out, and I'm sure that if I start playing I'll be like, dang, I forgot how crappy this game looks.
That or was like, exactly how I felt when like, I was playing Siphon Filter. Oh my god.
Like, it's not like, I guess it's not that, it's like, wow, we've progressed so far that this looks crappy to
me. I know, if you turn like GoldenEye on now, you're like, what?
No, GoldenEye,
I thought that was awesome.
GoldenEye is an exception.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun, but it, you like look at the graphics and you're like, what the hell?
Throughout the years,
I really
many
thought these were awesome.
Throughout the years, many games have turned to. However, GoldenEye is still the. So.
You could turn. If we go to FanFest, someone needs to bring like a Nintendo 64 to have like a GoldenEye tournament like the first night before everything starts.
Oh god.
Man.
Want me to bring my brother?
Oh man.
Good comment.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. We're done.
Thanks for that email. Thanks for helping us get on topic.
Remember, coup d'etat discussion topic this week. Let us know what your thoughts are on the expansion. Poll for this week, we're going to run the what was your favorite edition in the update poll, so make sure
that
go ahead and throw your, go ahead and Mullen, we talked about it last week too, so go ahead and throw your vote up for that. Let us know what your achievements are, let us know what you're doing with the update. If you get any cool augments, remember we have the augment thread in the forum, so post what you get. And
screenshot or it didn't happen, remember.
Exactly, yes.
We're going on that policy. Savo Kevo, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to put out there?
Yes, of course. I'd like to give a shout-out to all... I want to give a shout-out to my two leaders, Datobyte, Picobyte. Also, shout-out to InkDeo and the rest of my Link Show University FFXI. Also want to give out a shout out to all of the Silmarion, the my summoner link shell, Phenophilin, great leader and always will be, as well as Datobyte. He is one of the best leaders I ever had, and I don't think I ever want to change my link shell of University FXI. And also, shout out to everyone else out there in the Diablo server. It's kind of rare. I feel like this is the first time we had someone from the Diablo server on any episode podcast.
We've had people on from Diablos. Who's on Diablos? FusionX.
Don't ask me, dude. You're the one that said it.
You're supposed to back me up, though.
Dude, I don't remember, man.
No, we have a bunch of people from Diablos. I just can't think of anybody right at the moment. Is Ted's from Diablos?
No.
It's like,
no.
He's on Hades, I think.
Ted's is... No.
Phoenix. He's on Phoenix.
Sorry. Dang it, I can't think of... You know.
We're gonna get a nasty email.
I know. Field. Stink, you forgot about me! No,
don't. Oh, jeez.
All right. This happened to me.
I feel like the.
I love you guys, man. I do. All right. Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our web address is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what your Moogle coup d'etat experiences. Well, that and the other thing.
Nicely done.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
See you. Bye.
Later.
Good night.